This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Israelis are reacting with mixed feelings Wednesday after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly won the Israeli national election.
I was quite stunned and sad. I think I'm a bit naive because I thought there'll be a change here. A change for the better, a change for going forward towards peace, towards everything that is better. And I'm a bit scared. I hope for the best.
Yeah, okay, I'm really very happy about it. I'm very pleased about it because I think Netanyahu is a great leader. Israel is a strong country. It's a wealth country, and I think it will be better now.
Netanyahu appeared to be in position for a fifth term in power as a result from a tight parliamentary election. Showed his Likud party and right-wing allies in the best position to form a coalition government. 97% of the ballots counting, Likud stood even with the centrist Blue and White Party led by former military chief Benny Gantz. The final results are expected Friday. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heads for Washington Wednesday, a day before he meets with President Trump. Moon said previously he hoped his trip to the United States will revitalize stalled talks with North Korea that collapsed after Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. Moon is scheduled to meet with President Trump on Thursday. And heavy rains in Brazil caused flooding and mudslides, killing at least 10 people and leaving a trail of destruction in Rio de Janeiro. Schools were closed and people are urged to avoid non-essential traffic until further notice. For more news, join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union will grant Britain another delay to leave the EU, according to a draft statement by the bloc's national leaders. Anna Brevin reports British Prime Minister Theresa May is aggressively trying to keep the Brexit plan alive.
May had dashed to Berlin and Paris Tuesday to ask Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to allow Britain to put off its divorce. But the draft statement left the end date blank, pending a decision by the other 27 national leaders at an EU emergency summit on Wednesday. The UK was originally supposed to leave the EU at the end of last month, but was granted an extension until this Friday. Arguably Britain's weakest leader in a generation, May had feared crashing out of the bloc without a deal at the end of the week. Although she's also said that she fears at this rate, Britain might never leave.
That was Anna Brevin reporting. An American man being held without bond here in the U.S. charged with plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at National Harbor in his home state of Maryland. Federal prosecutors believe Rondell Henry was close to ramming a stolen truck into a crowd of people. The FBI agent in charge says citizens play a vital role in preventing plots like this from ever taking place.
While law enforcement efforts come together to prevent these attacks, those people that live with these individuals, work beside these individuals, and exist in the community are our strongest link to preventing these type of attacks. We implore the community that if you see something unusual, to please report it. As you've always heard, if you see something, please say something, and I promise we will do something.
The FBI agent in charge, Jennifer Moore, the 28-year-old suspect arrested Monday before police believe he was heading to National Harbor, where there is often a steady flow of pedestrian traffic. The search continues for the pilot of a Japanese fighter jet that crashed in the Pacific Ocean Tuesday night during a training mission. Search and rescue crews found the wreckage of the F-35 stealth fighter jet hours after it disappeared from radar screens. The single-seat plane vanished just a half hour after taking off from Misawa Air Base. Japan's defense minister said the remaining 12 F-35 jets stationed at Misawa have been grounded. And another blow to President Nicolas Maduro, the Organization of American States voting Tuesday to recognize an opposition envoy as Venezuelan ambassador to the group. Tuesday's vote outraged Maduro's government, which called it a criminal and rampant violation of international law and the OAS Charter. The United States and 50 other countries have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
Oh, yeah, my man. everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later today, we'll be making a stop in Cameroon, where our guest is coming from, and that is Adele Clarice. Adele hailed from Cameroon, and so she will be right here to talk about her music and to give you some lovely songs. So stay close and don't go away. But right now, let's take some beautiful music from across the continent, starting off with Sierra Leone's Succulent. And this is Wangrim Bobo. It's a bubu-style music. Right after that, Sokoto by Magasco, also of Cameroon. And Go Down by Cheba Temba, featuring Emmy Wembo, all from Tanzania. But Wangrim Bobo, bubu-style right now by the great Succulent, one of Sierra Leone's finest.
Time. once upon a rhyme. Nakumbuka Mary alipusumbua. Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme. Ujitahidi sana bado kachengua. Umekumbwa na jini gani? Mbona mami hatuelewani? Hata jini kisirani sio kama we. Wala jini makata hakufikiwe. Kosa langu kukuweka ndani. Haijulikani ndani mwanaume nani. Kila siku vituko tu. Mara moja moja baby unajiweka down. Kwanza sema na moyo wako, usiringie uzuri wako. Unakupandaga mami na kushuka. Tupendane forever mpaka kufa. Usiku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter. Nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta ushaposti picha. Pesa zisikupe uchizi, kiburi na kutudharau. Wale tulokupa shavu, sasa unatusahau. Punguza maringo kidogo ya. Punguza na nyondo kidogo ya. Wacha kubinua kichugu. Hata wende wapi kwako nimesha nasa. Go down. Hata mara moja moja go down.
Tembele.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down. Go down. Hata mara moja moja go down.
Tembele.
Go down. Hata mara moja moja jiweke down.
You've just listened to Go Down by Cheba, Temba, and Emmy Wimbo, all from Tanzania. And before that, this great man from Cameroon, Magasco, in Sokoto, and One Grain Bobo by the great Succulent Sugar Man from Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Remember, my guest today is Adele Clarice, and Adele hails from Cameroon. She's got a wonderful voice, and you want to hear that interview and those beautiful songs, so stay tuned and don't go away.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Move to the Vibe is our next track, and this is by DXD from Ghana. Dawuni, Extraordinary Dawuni, featuring Kaka. It's beautiful.
Invasion, yeah. Yo, Kaka, come to make the girl them scatter. XG on another one. Cock on this one. Yeah, yeah. Mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the eye. Girl, no bother, just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay. Shay, just move to the vibe. Dressed up in your freshest design. Mommy, no bother, just move that way. Fling it up, girl, no delay.
We all are turn head and break neck when you alone, I feel sad. I never see nobody like you, you perfect. All fashion and styling, I'm heard at the sign. Me waffy give you a fly ride and make you reach above sky. Alright, when you drum a drum, hot you walk out a ton. Let me see you call him on the wall, so I see how me can't stop. DXD, you done, I said that fire rock. I know the mix, real up this blood, that baby girl, you're too fit. Groovy and truly ruling the whole place, Ross. Losing, I'm losing, focus make me sweat, rush. How they make me just get a piece of the Rasta. Love I like summer in Africa, you bad, yeah.
Just move to the vibe.
make a man want follow Mona Lisa. Make me wanna pre that, me no wanna teaser. Me just a one bite the wheel thin like a pizza. Stand a teaser, and then a freezer. Gonna make the hopeless burn up like the shisha. You wanna shisha? Oh, what is a twin turn? I'm a pulling copper shit like a Lisa. Girl bubble and bubble, yo girl bubble. Upgrade the thing to a whole new level. Chuck it to the dark, as on to make me marvel. While we're partying as tall as like we bring trouble. I know we just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the hype. Y'all know better just move that way. Fling it up, y'all know the day.
Groove and design, love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up, me love your groove and design. Love the way you move to the vibe. You burning up, me love your groove and design. Love the way you do your slow wine. You burning up, me love your move and design. Love the way you do your dirty wine.
Yeah, yeah, mommy, no sweat, just move to the vibe. Everybody get caught up in the hype. Y'all know better, just move that way. Fling it up, y'all know the lay. Design. I mean, nobody just move that way. Bring it up, girl, no delay.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
I call her with Sue Beach and near my dosso. I switch you with me and I'm in near my popo. Maybe I'm a son to star.
It's
the doggy star.
Let me confess, mommy can't create no way. She nobody be my empress. Till I die, I'm in the compare with mommy. So who's supposed to be nobody contest? I'd say bully pampers. Best of all times, on no head and legs. I'd say be very careful. Till I'm aiming, I don't care. Now they're boy, we provide in a mampere. Girl, be a kick and on fire. Say, my life, yet, yeah, but can I, yeah. But I said, I'm a twist and I wear that's in fly or whether that's in a walk, whether that's in a juju or whether that's in a god. I'm already here, so whatever you go talk, men pessimistic because I don't give a. Men pessimistic because I don't give a. About mama treat, I got a cold water. Mama in my coma, because I don't suffer. It's been a long time, but still your papa. Yeah, I said, I'm a twist and be cross, yeah.
Me and you go do the rubber dance. Oh, he's inside me. You feel in there inside me.
Inside me.
For show you say na me, na you right man. I want for treat you proper. I want pull you up and suffer. Anything you want I go offer. But you just didn't make for me. Girl, I wanna be with you. And I wanna make you mine. Want you to be with me. Till the end of time. I really want you to know. And I don't want you to go. Me and you for do the rubber dance. Oh,
I call out with you baby. Shining me and my daughter so. I call her with sweet bitch and me and my dog so. Hey, I see chire me and me near my popo. Aye,
he don't take well then the tribe of well. This love every day, more blessing from the one above. Maybe now God don't make me for you, baby. This love what I get for you is so true.
Inside Me, originally done by Nasser Ayoub of Sierra Leone, and before that, Move to the Vibe by DXD and Kaka from Ghana. Well, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Adele Clarice from Cameroon.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat right here on the Voice of America. And my guest today on the show is a young and enterprising, beautiful singer from Cameroon. And that is Adele Clarice. Is this Adele Clarice or Adele Clarice?
It's Adele Clarice. I think that one sounds more sexy.
All right. Yeah, I love Adele Clarice.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the African Beat, Adele.
Thanks for having me. It's like I've been wanting this forever. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I've been waiting forever to get you to come.
So finally, we're here.
We're on the African Beats.
Thanks for having me.
So how are you feeling right now?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so happy being here. It's like we should do this interview like all day long, you know.
I've got so much work to do.
Yes.
So let's get down to business.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, I just told people that Adele is from Cameroon, but you know, let's go back a little bit and tell us who is Adele. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Adele Clarice is a US-based Cameroonian artist, and I've been singing for a very long time. I'm a graduate from the University of Boya, studied sociology and anthropology, and Adele Clarice.
So you like digging?
I love digging. I love, like, artifacts. I love archaeology. That was my favorite. I love that.
I did anthropology in college, too.
You did? Amazing. So we have something in common. We'll catch up with that later.
Yeah.
So basically, I've been singing all my life. I was a member of the University of Boya Orchestra. I was actually the lead vocalist. I was a lead vocalist for Alliance Franco-Boya Orchestra as well. Mm-hmm. And I've been singing. I had a group. First of all, I won a competition, started the man. It was a TV reality show and talent stuff and all that. So it was amazing. I was the third in Stade de Mang. So that's when my career started. And I was like, oh, maybe I can get serious with this music thing. So I have a group called BAM, B-A-A-M. We won the Nescafe African Revelations in Cameroon. And we represented Cameroon in Africa. And we won in Africa. So there were 8 African countries. So it was like a huge thing. That was it. The final was in Ivory Coast. So it was great. We did a tour around African countries. And yeah, like the winners. And I was a diva, you know. Like,
because I
still am.
I was going to say, Cameroon is missing a jam.
They really are, you know. That was the period when Facebook was not like that much of like.
So we cannot see
now.
Most of those things that you did out there.
Yeah, so things we did were definitely not on Facebook. I don't think there was Facebook. There was just like Yahoo Messenger and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
things. Twitter was not like. Even now, I don't know how to use Twitter. It's funny.
We'll get somebody to teach you.
Yes.
Just like me. That's cool. At least you that's quite a journey.
Thanks.
And you know, I can remember the first time I saw you, it was at the PanaFest in Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And you were performing, but then you just came to the US. I said, whoa, that voice. I need to speak to that voice. And and since then, you blossomed. And everybody's talking about Adele Clarice, this powerful voice from Cameroon.
Thank you so much. I think it's like the personality comes first before the talent. Because I get... I know how to relate with people, you know, we study sociology, so we know how to deal with people in their different cultures, different people. Like, I know how to deal with people. Then the talent comes in now, and I just love what I do, and I'm natural, I feel free, you know.
That should be one thing.
Yeah.
You got to love what you do. And so, you know what? I want people to get a taste of that voice. You are speaking now as Adele.
Yes.
And I want to show them who Adele Clarice is when she sings. And so, we're going to take the first song. It's On Fait Comme Ça.
Okay.
And that is in French.
Yes.
And what is On Fait Comme Ça?
On Fait Comme Ça is Let's Do Like That. It's
let's
kind
do
of
like that,
an
let's
Afro
do like this.
Pop. Yeah.
You know, like
dance
this, like
hall,
that.
Comme Ci Comme Ça. Like you said earlier. So, so I just shot
like
a video.
Like Comme Ci Comme Ça.
Yeah.
You know, like this, like that. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like this, like that.
So let's do it. Okay. We're going to do this right now. When we come back, we have more for you. Adele is going to tell us more about how much is Cameroon missing this jam.
Aww.
So let's take the first track. Au fait comme ça, like this.
Like that.
And like that. We'll be right back.
You say my body hot like a fire. Say make I put it down low. You say I'm the baddest. I'm your heart's desire. Put it on you, yeah. You like the way me
Anybody who doesn't dance to it is a hater.
But you know, that was cool. I love it. And I love the mixture, the blend of English and French. And you are bilingual. Mm-hmm, you speak French and English. And you were born in the English part of Cameroon.
Yes. I was born actually in the French part.
In the French part.
But I was a year old when I moved to Boya.
Oh, okay.
That's why English took over.
You know, and everybody, most of the stars from Cameroon that I've talked to that are English based, and they will tell me, oh, I was born in Bamenda, I was born in Boya, I was, oh my God, and the name Bamenda just freaks me out. I love it.
You do?
I want to go there.
Oh, you should.
I know.
They have a crisis now when it gets better.
We hope it gets better because some of us want to come.
Yes.
We want to come and see that beautiful place.
Oh my God. So much food. You've eaten Cameroonian food, right?
Oh man. I have a lot of Cameroonian friends.
No, really.
A whole lot of Cameroonian friends. And they give me Cameroonian food all the time. Let's talk about your music career right now. You know, since you started way back there and you became a very big star in Cameroon, going across Africa. But now you are in the US. Tell us, what has changed? How is the transition going on? Because you are in a transition period. You know, from where, in your country, where you became a very huge star, to where you come and it's like you're looking at it as like you have to start all over again and not to take you where you want to go. So how is that going? How is it playing out?
Well, it's hard. Transition's always hard because you try to settle down, you try to understand the environment around you. So basically that's what I've been doing, like, but I have this thing in me, I just feel like I'm a blessed person. Like, if I have to do something, I do it to the maximum, I do it to be great. So if I have to perform somewhere, I just use that moment to be like explosive so that people don't forget me. I just want to always take that moment because this is what I love, this is what I love to do. So it hasn't been so difficult because I came here, I have my aunt, live with my aunt, and it's not like I was searching for where to stay. I had a home, I had help every time I needed it. So I had a band. Immediately I came, I think a week later, I joined K-Vibes band. Mm. So it was like, oh
my God.
It kept my dream going. Things were just falling into place.
Are you still with the band?
Naomi actually introduced me to the band.
Okay.
So, because she used to be part of the band.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the band. Even though we don't have like regular gigs. Yes, I'm still with them. If they have something, they call me. So I got with the Lions band as well. you know the Lions Band, right? Mm-hmm. They're amazing. Yes. So I got with them too. So my life was like singing from here and there. So the transition wasn't that bad because I still had my thing going. I had the music going and yeah, I travel a lot. You know I travel a lot, right?
Maybe that's why it was so difficult to get you to come on the show.
Maybe. Maybe. In 2017, I was in Mexico. 2016, I was in Mexico. I've been to Canada. The Enfer Comme Ça song, I recorded in Canada.
In Canada,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm traveling a lot, like interstate.
You know, when
traveling.
You say I'm traveling a lot, like the other day, I was chatting with a Ghanaian star called Wiyala. You know, Wiyala, I saw her and she her performance is excellent.
Oh, really?
And I sent her a message. She said, David, you know what? I want to be on the show, but I'm somewhere far, far away and I'll be coming back together in November. When I come, can we do something?
Everybody wants to be on your show. Who doesn't want to be on African Beat? Come on. It's a beautiful show.
Know. All right. So now we move on and we have another track that we want you to play for us and that is Down in the Rain.
Yes.
Down in the Rain.
You know, I wrote
this
song.
I was listening to that song just now, but I want you to talk about this song. Yeah, tell me about
it. Okay.
Tell me about it.
I wrote this song when the crisis in Cameroon actually started. Okay. If you listen to the lyrics, and it was so painful to watch because Cameroon has always been like a peaceful, a solemn, a place that everyone wanted to come to, like to celebrate on vacation and anything. So being here is the first time ever since I was born to see what is going on there now. So I when I listened to this instrumental, it was produced by DeRoy Headley. DeRoy Headley is from Jamaica. He actually played the instruments live and he's amazing. So
that song was recorded live.
It was recorded live. Everything was recorded live. So he had the drummer come in and the pianist. So it was really good. It was professional. So DeRoy, he had an idea of the beat. So I needed lyrics. So I called my friend Sean Styler. He's in Cameroon. He actually helped me to start writing the song. And the further part of the song, DeRoy had one of his good ladies write it. Like, it was just then I had to chip in something to like Down in the Rain, I'm in pain and stuff. So I was looking for a way out. I don't know how to come out from this pain and stuff. Can the rain wash it down? That's basically the song. So it was inspired by the crisis.
I can imagine somebody like you, born on the French part, grew up in the English part, and you blend in so well. It's like you are caught in the middle.
Yes, somewhat. Somewhat. I belong everywhere.
Because to me, it's just Cameroon.
Yes, it's just Cameroon. It's just Cameroon to me too. Like,
all right, well, let's take this song.
I wish everybody could have a dialogue and get everything working.
Can we dedicate this one to the people out there?
Yes, this is dedicated to the families who've lost their loved ones and those that are homeless, suffering, they are refugees in Nigeria. And this song is actually dedicated to them.
Okay, so we take this song now and Adele Clarice is going to perform the song for us. It is Down in the Rain. So wherever you are, we're thinking about you. And so this is for you.
Can the rain pour down on me and wash away my pain? Can the sun shine down on me and show me? Can't explain, there's nothing left to do.
Just another day to another galaxy. I need a sweet escape, or take me higher. Yes, I need a change, take me to another place. I need another way. Is this a good life? It's just another day to another galaxy. I need a sweet escape, or take me higher. Yes, I need a change. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. So pull me up, pull me out. Take it up and throw it out. I'm going down, 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 down in the rain.
Wow, 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 wow. Down, down, down in the rain. Adele, Clarice.
Let the rain
that
pour.
That is
down
a beautiful song, a heart-touching song, a song that even somebody like me that came from a country that was at war for 11 years, I can relate to. Because I know what it means.
I cannot even imagine.
When you are in that moment of suffering, in that moment of trying to save your life.
Yeah.
And you know, when that rain pours down on you, there is no place for you to hide. There is no place for you to seek shelter.
Nope.
The bullets are flying. The bombs are flying all over you. Those are moments that is not
easy. I cannot even
try
to imagine that, because I've watched things on TV. And
you have watched.
My God.
I have seen.
That's
why I can relate to a song like this.
Yeah.
I was in my country when the war started. For 11 years, from the first bullet to the last one.
My God.
I was on radio. So, sometimes when I see things like this, I say, God, can you just let it end?
I think peace is the way out.
It is the only way out.
Dialogue, communication, just understanding.
Let's talk and bring this to an end. It is the poor people, the children, and the women that are going to suffer. Men are going to die.
Yeah. People need to
be peaceful. People are going to die.
Yeah. Justice needs to be done.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest today is Adele Clarice, and Adele hails from Cameroon.
Yes.
And she's been running away for a while, but now she's back. And she said, David, you know I've been traveling a lot, right? Yeah, I didn't know that. She was trying to put that one in my mouth, but I refused to accept that.
Oh, boy.
And I am happy that she's here. So, what did the people, your fans in Cameroon, say to you after you just disappeared and they found you in America? What are they saying to you?
So people were like, it was just because I sneaked out. You know how you sneak out of a country, like, oh my God, Adele, I'm so happy for you. Some people are like, America has taken our Beyonce, our Whitney Houston. They refer me to Whitney Houston a lot because I love to do her cover and I do it well. So they refer to me a lot. Whitney Houston.
So you do it well? You want to give me something?
Of course.
Yes, yes, give me something. Any one of you in Houston, just give it to me.
Okay. And I will always love you. I will always love you.
You are Adele Clarice. You are Adele Clarice of Africa.
And
that is why we're proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
That is why we're proud of you. So I'm not surprised if the people out there are saying, come back home and take your place.
I'm like, I'll be back. I'll be back, guys.
And when I come back, it's going to be big.
Yes.
So when should we be expecting you?
By God's grace, next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Cameroon, get ready.
Not playing.
Adele Clarice is coming.
Yes.
And guess what? If possible, some of us are going to be there when you're going. Can you take us in the hand
of
this?
Of course. You're my buddy. Buddy boo. You have to follow me.
All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You. More music coming to you. And we've got some good stuff. Our next song we're going to play on the show is Not Anymore. Not Anymore. You know what? I want us to talk about this song, but let's play it. And when we come back, because there is something to this song that I want to ask Adele about. And Adele is going to perform it, Not Anymore. When we come back, we'll talk about it.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. First time I met you, I told you I got a baby at home.
Not anymore. Adele Clarice.
Yep.
Not anymore about what? Why did you fall in love?
Okay.
Why did that happen? So
this song was written by Delroy Headley. I guess it's his story, but I just like put myself in his story.
You put yourself in.
Yeah.
And you fit it in there.
Oh, I did.
It was like it was you. You did not. And you so performed the song like, I was looking at you, I said, is she talking about herself?
Oh, God.
So let's talk about
it. I don't
give me the feeling that you were, that was going through your mind.
Well, I've been through a situation like this.
I knew it. Yes. I knew it. I knew something was underneath.
My God.
Because you cannot perform that song like that.
Oh, yeah.
I knew something
was
there.
A lot of girls have gone through this.
Okay.
I can say all.
Not all.
No, it should be all.
Some of
except
men.
Except those.
Even men have gone through that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Except those people that are married to their first love, I think that should be a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had your first love, is always something else. The love is always overwhelming. So I'm like, I don't want that kind of love. That kind of love that takes your heart. And before you want that heart back, probably you guys have a misunderstanding and you have to separate. And he's going with your heart, like, you want your heart back. Yes. So I don't want to do this anymore.
There will always be a first love. There's no way you can get into love without a first love.
Yeah, but if that first love is your forever love, I think it's going to be different. But if it's something that's going to have a breach, then it's going to be heartbreaking. It's going to be like, not anymore. But I don't want to do this anymore. Like, you know, yeah.
So what would you say to the young girls who are looking for first love, or the young gentlemen who are looking for first love?
I know.
What would you tell them? Because
yes, you should take your time, people. Like, I wish I knew a lot before. But even though I started dating when I was at a university, like, I waited that long for my first. But I'm just saying, like, young girls out there, don't rush. It's not a competition. Take your time, because I know sometimes you feel like there's this fire of love in you, like you want that particular guy. Don't program your mind like that. Maybe that's not the guy God wants for you.
Did you program your mind like that?
I guess so, because my friends were like, Adele, leave that guy, blah, blah, he's not good enough and stuff. I'm like, nah, you guys should let me be. Like, I was just so naive and so babyish, childish. Yeah.
And now you're saying not anymore.
Now I'm a big girl. I know what is good. Listen from me, girls. Listen from me, young ones. Like, don't rush. Don't run faster than your shadow.
So now
take
this
your
is
time.
This, okay. Now this is personal. Now this is personal.
You ask personal questions on African Beat.
Adele, I am doing my interview. Okay. You are not the one that is interviewing me. Okay, good.
Yes.
So, is there someone there now?
Huh? Like, really?
Like, yes. Really?
Like, my mom would tell me. You know my mom on the phone? Today, I was coming here and she's like, oh, Ma, if they ask you a question that you don't want to answer,
don't answer.
I said, okay, Mom, so this is one of those questions.
This is one of those questions you don't want to answer.
I want to keep it personal.
Okay.
That's how she put it.
Private.
I want to keep it private and personal. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
But you know you are no more a private person, right?
I'm not.
You are a public figure. Everybody in Cameroon, across Africa, and now you're on African Beat, and everybody's going to say, oh,
you
want to
lure me into answering this question, right? Beyonce has secrets. Michael Jackson had secrets. You journalists can try as much as you can to dig it, but you can never have it all. You can never have it all.
Is somebody? Are you looking?
Okay,
looking at somebody?
Go dig it. Go do your job.
Is somebody
you did
looking
sociology,
at you?
Right? It's it's archaeology. Just
okay. All right. Okay. Not anymore. I'm not going to ask any more questions on that. Not anymore.
Thank God for that top. That title.
Well, that's the way we do it right here on the African Beat. You know, we just have some wonderful conversations and we enjoy it, and we bring you the music. But remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat.
Yeah.
Without that power, there is no beat. Trust me, no beat. And so right now, what we're going to do, we have to make you dance, because that's where we're going to climax. But before we come to Zangele, people will be yearning to know, with all these beautiful songs, when are they going to get it? People want to get your songs. They want you to get involved. They want you to be in their homes. They want you to be in their cars. They want to listen to you. They want to dance to your music. So what's happening?
Okay. What I can say is you guys just have to follow me on social media. Like, I'll update you on everything. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on Facebook. I'll have every information.
And what's the information that you look for?
Like, Adele Clarice is spelled A-D-E-L-E, a hyphen, C-L-A-R-I-C-E.
Is it that people who are called Adele are powerful singers?
I think so. And you know, Adele and myself have the same birthday. Did I tell you?
No, you didn't. Oh, wow.
But you know what my friends used to say? I'm the better Adele.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I'm the better Adele.
Okay, yes, give us information
about
your social media contacts.
Well, yeah, Adele Clarice, A-D-E-L-E hyphen C-L-A-R-I-C-E. On Instagram, just add the letter 1. And yeah, that's it. Everywhere else is Adele Clarice.
It's Adele Clarice. Yeah, so just check out all social media for Adele Clarice.
Yes, guys.
And every information you need about the upcoming CD and all those beautiful songs that you are hearing and seeing here today will be there for you.
Yeah.
It's going to come. Mm-hmm. It's going to come. And so, Cameroon, watch out. Next year, Adele is going to land. All right?
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Don't force me to sing. Don't force me to sing, please. So
oh
once again,
God.
I want to say a very big thank you.
You have a great voice. I heard
I want to say a very big thank you, Adele, for being my guest on the show. And I'm looking forward to a day when we have like the live band in here.
Yeah.
Bringing some of you of the bandmen so that we can have some live show.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, I want to say thanks to all our fans out there. And for those of you who are watching and listening to the African Beat right now, thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to this great show. And thanks to my technicians and engineers out there, to Thomas, Carl, and Gary. Yes, Gary is the best guy in the business. Thank you so much, Gary. You are the man. All right? And so with that, Adele is going to leave us now with Zangali.
Zangali.
So you know, just before you take to Zangali, what is the Zangali about?
Zangali, you know...
like the Zangali War.
Zangali War, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a tune from this famous artist from Cameroon, Zangali War.
The Zangali War group,
yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's from there, like...
And you got your own Zangali.
It's just a groove, African feel.
African feel.
Yeah, I got the beat from my friend in Nigeria, Zinia.
And it's a beautiful song. So what are we going to do? We're going to dance to that one. So get ready.
Get ready.
Until we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington. On behalf of my guest, Adele Clarice, we leave you now with this as Adele performs Zangali.
Decide on who we want to become.
But never forget, we need love to impact on other people's minds. Plenty grammar.